The Gorecast is brought to you by American Horrors, the greatest uncut horror channel in the world. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all horror. As well as the Station of Decapitation, Without Your Head.
America's longest running horror channel, www.withoutyourhead.com.
The following program is rated TV-MAL. It contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
What's up, Gorecasters, and welcome back here to the Gorecast with me, Johnny Deadly, and all of the rest of the horror news, rounding miscreants, murder people, fucking Halloween yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, that is us.
How's everyone getting on today? Has everyone recovered from their Halloween antics?
Oh, yeah.
Have you stitched all of your sides back together after the hilarity that was? I had a bloody good time in the House of Harker last night. Because I won't lie to you, I had a bloody good time in the House of Harker.
I did.
Yeah,
that wasn't the diabolical catastrophe that I expected it to be.
No, I would say we actually missed the ball on what the aim of the game was. In a good way, I'm not angry about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, oh surprise. This is actually a fun surprise.
Yeah.
Look for an awesome review of it on Thursday.
Yeah, it's actually so good we're going to review it Thursday. So, and we're also going to review the one we didn't get to do. Because they changed the regioning on it at some stage between the 48 hours we had picked the movie previous.
I blame
Dave Amazon. They knew we were going to use it.
You blame who?
Dave Amazon. Damn you, Dave Amazon.
It's Jeff Bezos.
Well, I like Dave Amazon better.
Only Buzz is pointing fingers. I got no problems with you. Dave Amazon. Bezos, whoever. Let my stuff get delivered. I'm super cool with you.
Yeah, your people delivered a package to almost my house today. It was across the street, but
we got bigger problems than I do.
My people?
No, at the Amazon. I'm talking to Dave Amazon again.
Right.
Yeah. their driver guy dropped my brother's packages at the neighbor's house, not our. So
fucking Dave Amazon. At least if Peggy delivers your Amazon package, it'll get right to your face.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going through next time.
Doesn't she aim it for your face?
Yeah, that's why it'll get right to your face.
That's how you know you get it. So.
This is true.
Delivery!
Anyway, we got a whole host of news, because surprisingly, there's more news this week than there was coming up to Halloween.
They gotta deal it out slowly sometimes.
Yeah, some of the news is shocking.
Yeah. I was like, no way. That's what I said when I read some of the.
Some of the news is shocking and worrying, and cool, and some of it I'm kind of ambivalent to.
There's a couple of confusing things too.
Why is Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase still employed?
Well, Dan Aykroyd is
Dan Aykroyd's a cinematic legend, also makes some fine vodka.
I'm sorry, I didn't know he'd made vodka.
Really?
No.
Crystal Skull vodka.
Nope. Alright, cool. Hey, Journals of Awakening.
Hello, Journals of Awakening, how are you? I honestly, you know that Ryan Reynolds and because I was like, yeah, Dan Aykroyd's as much of a shill for his vodka as they are for their.
Okay, see, that's funny, because like, anytime I see something with Ryan Reynolds, oh yeah, he plugs it. I just have never seen Aykroyd plug anything.
I like how they must have all sat down and had conversations with each other and were just like, what are you doing? What alcohol are you making? I'm making vodka. Why? So you're not making gin? No, I'm not making gin. Okay.
They gotta go against you. That's cool.
Hey, Ryan, can you smell? I was gonna make an alcohol company. What alcohol are you making? I'm making gin, Dwayne. Not tequila, though. No, I'm not making tequila. Excellent. La 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 la.
Rorschach was in this meeting. Meeting too. I don't have any alcohol. I should do some moonshine. That's my thing.
This whiskey. Anybody?
You are going to do moonshine.
Maybe.
You.
I'll have to look up how to make it.
Sorry. Okay, dude, you're going to make moonshine.
Yeah,
there's a it's where he went. I have to look up how to make it.
Well, I mean that's how everybody starts, unless you know, great grandpa showed you how down the line and just.
I don't have Bezos money.
You're gonna blow yourself up.
That's why I'm laughing.
Like honestly, you might as well start making meth.
Oh God.
No, that's what we do here in Missouri. So. Find your own
well, idea. No, I'm just like, if you're going to start making chemicals that are going to blow your house up, what, like, 100%, you might as well have the potential to make a fuckload of money while doing it.
Or I might start making Activia. I haven't decided yet.
Make moonshine Activia.
Ooh, there you go. Double profit.
Tuco, get into base.
And, dude, you laugh, but, like, we were marked, like, number one for, like, the most, for, like, the longest time. So, like, that's just kind of our go-to.
Number one with what?
For like most meth,
I
Midwest, it gets boring around here. So like, people find hobbies.
Honestly, it was just your openness about the situation that had me in hysterics because it was just the way you said it. We make meth around here, so get your own thing. Okay.
Hey, that's what we're known for. Sadly, so.
But we are a news organization, so we need to Spit the facts.
Like, we held that title for like quite a while.
Should we maybe say hello to people in the chats?
That's the thing to do right now.
Okay, so hello to Kristen, hello to Hikagi, hello to Hader, hello to Joseph, hello to Journals of Awakening. Did I forget anybody?
Nope, that was it.
Okay. So okay, we filled in time by saying hello to people.
Also, time's changing, guys. That's weird. I didn't remember that.
But fucking Bob Dylan's been singing about that for the last 60 years.
Has he?
Times, they are changing.
Yeah, okay, see, that's Bob Dylan. I never really got behind that one. I just,
you don't need to listen to the music to sometimes understand the poetical nuances.
No, that's true.
He lost me after that song about the kid with the fall. It was just a bummer.
I don't think I ever heard that one.
He did the story of Hurricane, didn't he?
Bob Dylan?
Oh, maybe not.
I don't know.
No. Never mind.
He had a son that was in the Wallflowers. Yes. I know. One thing I know. Jacob Dylan.
He's saying that fell off.
Oh,
that's right.
Did he? Bob, maybe.
He wrote a song about a really sad song.
Could have.
It was Bob Dylan, wasn't it?
I thought that was Eric Clapton.
It is Eric Clapton. There we go.
Yeah, Tears in Heaven.
Bob Dylan was good. Is that how he sang? No, actually, he kind of rather clear, really.
Bob Dylan?
All right, no, maybe not. Okay, perhaps depending on what decade you catch him in, I guess.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Yeah, sorry, I mixed them up. They're both shite.
depending on how much drunk drugs he was at, he was actually really trying to sing, but having a stroke. it's just getting really well.
Because Dylan and Tom Waits and TP Lights couldn't get into.
Anyway, speaking of Eric Clapton, and Eric Clapton's son, there's a new movie coming out called Sleep Walk Kill.
Oh yeah.
Buzz obviously approves of the.
Oh god!
We got definitely work those transitions, don't we?
Oh, sorry.
I was so good. I just didn't know how to respond.
Official trailer and poster for Sleepwalk Hill coming November 4th on digital and VODs. Cool poster.
I like it.
From Terror Films and writer-director Justin Miller, this November, learn how to sleep, walk, kill. On digital November 14th, Sleep, Walk, Kill stars award-winning actress Ellen Boshkov, Samantha Russell, Bill Reich, John Reshetar, Melanie Rosedale, there we go, and the legendary Wid.
A bunch of people I have no clue on.
How's it spelled?
Whoever it was.
How's it spelled?
WID.
I mean, like, they could be like Seelan. Just be like a one name person. I don't know.
The legendary Wid.
Wizards in disguise?
I was going to say, you gotta, like, Rasane is a legendary. I mean. I wonder if I just type legendary, what happens?
I'm so curious.
Oh, there it is, actually.
It's a TV program.
The Legendary Wid. It's a television program.
Yeah. Right. Is Melanie Rosedale in it?
The 90s.
Maybe.
That's a good question.
You research that there for me, and we'll get on.
I will.
Anyway. If you sleep, you become one of them. News reports tell of an earth-shattering sound heard along the entire East Coast. Excuse me. Nobody knows where it came from. Nobody knows what it means. That night, people start walking in their sleep and killing in their sleep. When the screaming stops and the blood dries up, the ones who are left have to work together to stay alive. Heads will roll, eyeballs will fly. But for Edgar, hell is still just other people. His ex-wife, his parents, and all of his neighbors are hiding out at his house. And they're even worse than the flesh-eating sleepwalkers. Did we review this?
That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Also, I don't think we can review something that hasn't been released yet. Well, sometimes we have gotten stuff in.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we got a screener for this ages ago.
Also, the legendary Wid is a comedian.
Cool.
Oh, okay, so that's like... Oh, no, they were like a group.
Neighbor are hiding out at his house and they're even worse, blah, blah, blah. says the filmmaking team, Sleepwalk Hill is horror filmmaking at its most independent. A motley crew way outside of any system made a movie because that's what we wanted to do. For some of us, it was our first feature. It represents our admiration for the genre, our aspirations as filmmakers, and years of hard work. This is a message in a bottle we hope you will reach... This is a message in a bottle we hope will reach like-minded misfits. We did it all for love of horror, and now we're sharing that love with you. Thanks for taking time out of your life to check it out. Well, we haven't done that yet, but we'll take a look at the trailer, I suppose.
Yeah.
Take a look at the trailer. Audio output capture is on. Sorry that there was an echo.
I forgot that I muted myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening, do not fall asleep.
Your father's worried about you. It's been over a year since your divorce.
Supposedly, you have to doubt yourself. Sometimes you succeed.
Then why aren't we still married?
Where the hell is that coming from?
It was coming from every direction.
Ladies and gentlemen, we reviewed this. You did not imagine it.
We're receiving reports from Ottawa down to Florida, confirming what we're calling the sound anomaly. If you sleep, your life and the lives of those around you will be in great peril.
Yeah, we did. You're right. Oh,
I can see them whispering behind you.
What am I doing in your kitchen?
I don't know. Why did you go all Norman Bates meets the Evil Dead and try to kill me?
I don't remember any of that.
Wake them before they kill. Wake them. Before it's too late.
You should wake the neighbors.
How are we supposed to stay awake in the middle of the night with no lights?
It's trying to kill her. You need to wake the baby up. Mom, Dad, Uncle Pat?
I don't mean to interrupt this awkward family reunion.
Yeah,
but
the uncle's a fucking
we
a-hole.
Should get inside.
Yeah, the parents come around with like fucking dinners or something.
How long can we stay awake?
What if we run out of food?
So either way, we're
maybe
dead.
There are things that some things.
We gotta get to the basement now.
And we don't even know what the hell is going on.
No.
Maybe we should find out. Somebody should purposely fall asleep.
I'll do it.
Yeah,
Hazel,
yeah.
Hazel, are you awake?
Yeah.
This was okay, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dad, what's wrong?
Some kind of like.
Mom, are you okay? Wake her up! But I did! Wake up!
Kind of. It's like they're infected by the sound. Yeah, that's it. There's a sound that goes around, and when you fall asleep, then it kind of kicks in, and you start going on a murderous rampage. So they're all in the basement, and they're trying to stay awake and stuff.
But it turns out they all fucking hate each other long before any murderous rampage kicks in.
Yeah,
makes it very hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was okay, if memory served me correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's officially out for release now. You should go check it out.
Yeah
that was a fun little, like, you'd know it's a low budget movie, and you'd know it was someone's first feature film, if you know what I mean. But don't let that deter you. There's actually kind of an entertaining story in there.
No, sorry, I've been awake since 8:30.
Right, so. That is out, available November 4th and digital on VOD.
That's Friday.
Frigia. Although it says November 14th up here on digital, so I don't know.
Something with a four in November.
One or the other.
Yeah.
You'll definitely be able to see it by the end of November.
Yeah, well, by halfway through November, you should have access to that in some guise or another.
Just in time for Christmas.
Speaking of things that are going to be presumably just in time for Christmas, okay, hey, do you know what people were saying? Because I've heard people say it 400 million times over the last couple of months, and that was, they don't make enough Amityville horror movies anymore. I can't get enough. There's 45 installments of the franchise now already, and I could do with another 45 more.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up.
Because people are sadistic.
Yes, we are. For anybody curious, like, where the fuck's the next installment at? Got some good news for you. It's going to be called Ghosts of Amityville. And,
there fucking want to be ghosts of Amityville in there. Isn't that the whole point of the fucking house?
Yeah.
But this one shows like a clown, so I'm kind of curious where this one's fucking going.
We're just running out of names now.
Dude, they really are running out of names. I think they've done like Amityville in the Hood, Amityville Cop. Like, there's so
that's many in space.
Let's see. So, following the tragic death of her mother, an 8-year-old girl is haunted by the demonic spirit of a man linked to the original Amityville murders, who eventually manifests himself in reality as her greatest fear, a creepy circus clown.
Of course.
Oh, that's definitely one to the other. All right, so starring Junie Liv Thomason, who also appeared in Alien Goddess 2022, I Think We're Alone Now 2020, and wow, I really should have looked through that article quicker. So Junie, who's starred in a couple films recently, is going to be taking on Ghosts of Amityville. You know what? Maybe if we check that trailer out, we'll get to see what's going on.
You can imagine what's going on.
No, we'll check out the trailer only because I forgot to turn on the double audio again. So, will someone remind me to turn it off after this fucking article, please?
Sorry.
Alien Goddess, that sounds like...
While I'm releasing, this is going to be great.
Yep.
Oh, no. What was this shot in an iPhone fucking 4?
Don't give it props.
Hey, a lot of you...
Hello?
Can someone explain to me why it would appear... I'm actually going to pause this. Can someone explain to me why it would appear that that 8-year-old girl lives miles off in the woods on her own?
On her own. Because what we don't know is that her name is actually Little Red Riding Hood.
Okay, but didn't the Envygo house kind of like... Wasn't it off on its own
way? Hang on. Little Red Riding Hood didn't live on her own either. She just walked to grandma's house on her own.
Yeah.
No, she had a mother too, but she walked to...
It was in like a neighborhood,
For some reason, I was thinking it was kind of like off on its own a little bit.
Even still, she's a wee bit young to be emancipated.
Hayden's just like, latchkey kid, she's fine, don't worry about it.
Fuck is a latchkey kid?
Kids that have to stay up because their parents are...
There's Harry.
Like, we had a key to our house. Like, mom and dad weren't home when we usually got home, so we let ourselves in. Took care of ourselves till they got home from work.
So, most kids?
Not today's kids. Not over here, anyways.
That was the 80s.
A lot of people are looking back at our generation and going, nobody cared for you.
Back in the 80s, where getting kidnapped briefly was considered character building.
And a bit of an adventure.
Yeah.
Not anymore, dude. Now everybody's got somebody waiting for him.
Yeah, so that's the trailer for The Ghost of Emily.
Yeah. She actually had a regular phone in the house. What is this? 1995.
Who has home phones?
Cell phones are not crazy people.
Wow. So they figured out to put a creepy ghost into the Amityville storyline and crank out another one.
Hang on.
You said to remind you about Double Echo.
Okay. So there's far, always creepy ghosts out of, in Amityville.
No, the whole... I said creepy clown ghost.
Oh.
New clown. That's what we're missing. New ghost. Yeah, exactly, dude. I mean, out of 22 films, they have managed to somehow, like, maybe it's about the house this time. Maybe it's about, like, some weird cheerleader that goes on a cannibal spree. I don't know. But they've always figured it out.
Hang on. Well, rewind. There's one where there's a weird cheerleader cannibal.
No, he's hypothesizing.
No, I was just throwing one out there. For two seconds, Giz was like, all right, I may get into this franchise.
Do you think that when they come up with the movies, they just have a dartboard, they just throw darts?
No, I think things, no.
And that's how they
no, go. I think a lot of the time, people have ideas for films, and someone comes along and goes, we should call it Amityville such and such. Boy, because your title sucks, and Amityville actually sounds like something that people might watch. But it has nothing to do with Amityville. It does not matter.
Most of them, yeah, I was going to say majority of them don't have shit to do with, like...
You also overvalue the name Amityville.
Exactly.
I do not. I am not telling people to do this. Others do.
I swear to God that the Amityville franchise was, like, the most successful horror movie franchise in the world. The way people keep doing it was kind of like... It wasn't even that good a fucking...
No, it really wasn't.
One okay movie... A bunch of shitty movies.
Okay, one, but Ryan Reynolds got topless before the end of it. That made it pretty good.
Right.
And also, it was cool to see Ryan Reynolds be a bad guy.
Oh, dude, his creepy face was awesome.
Yeah. You had one okay movie, a bunch of bad sequels, a sexy remake.
Well, I mean, like, the same thing can be said with Night of the Living Dead and Return of the Living Dead, how they spawned so many, like, Living Dead Diaries, Living Dead, you know, stuff like that. Like,
you know what? Hang on. No, you're absolutely right. But the difference is, Night of the Living Dead are all done by George fucking Romero. All those movies were done by Romero with actual stories in mind. They weren't just
Diary
a bunch
of the Dead.
Yeah,
and all the other crap ass.
And Survival of the Dead, they were all Romero.
Yeah, they were written.
Oh wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
Even if Romero was dead. Some of them were his stuff that were written and planned to be made, and they got made anyway.
Okay, I thought this was all after the fact.
No, Dawn of the Dead, Survival of the Dead, and there's three films
Romero
that are basically
trilogy. Romero died in the last 6 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just thought he had stopped after, like, what was
six
that
years?
Last one? Like,
Land of the Dead would be the last one if you look at Night of the Living Dead being the start. Then Diary of the Dead is...
Diaries.
I'd actually say it's 3 or 4 years ago, to be honest, if I was to be pedantic about it.
Yeah, but
2017.
If you were to look at a timescale, Night of the Living Dead is the first one, Land of the Dead is the last one. Then Diaries of the Dead is like a new timeline, and there's two or three films there, and then they're their own thing, basically. But they are tied in together.
Yeah, because the last one came out 8 years before he died.
Then Zack Snyder got his hands on him.
Oh, yeah.
But his Return of the Living Dead was still around, or Romero was still alive for the Return of the Living Dead.
I was more on about the fucking...
Also, that's a different franchise.
Yes. Yeah.
Did he do Return of the Living Dead?
Yeah, he did the remake, didn't he?
He did, yeah. You're thinking of Dawn of the Dead.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, that's a different...
I am.
That was 2004.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
speaking of old people who've written loads of stories that keep getting released even after they died, Edgar Allan Poe's The Pale Blue Eye gets first gothic trailer from Netflix.
You could have had that be such a smooth segue, and it was just, as Jim Ross would say, bowling shoe ugly.
What was the smooth segue?
Well, speaking of one famous author whose works are continuously noted and notoriated, we go on to another one. Edgar Allan Poe.
Do you mean
I fucked up myself. There we go. Hey, it was still
he's
smooth.
Gonna correct you, but
hey, it was still smoother than what he had. Anyway, Edgar Allan Poe's The Pale Blue Eye is coming to Netflix, and it has quite the ensemble. Christian Bale stars in a tale of murder and madness from Poe's classic gothic thriller. The synopsis for The Pale Blue Eye goes like this. West Point, 1830.
No one knows what it's like to be the sad man.
To be the bad man. Behind blue eyes. And no one knows.
I'm channeling Limp Bizkit.
I like the Thunderhead version. I find it's better.
I heard Thunderhead, but... It starts like pale
blue. No. It's actually like a really good cover of it. Anyway, as I was saying,
pale and blue and scary hiding behind the thing.
No, it's actually a cover. It's not like taking the piss out of it. Anyway, moving on to the film.
I'm going to sit quietly now for a minute.
West Point, 1830. In the early hours of grey winter morning, a cadet is found dead. But after the body arrives at the morgue, tragedy becomes savagery when it's discovered that that young man's heart has been skillfully removed. Fearing irreparable damage to the fledgling military academy, its leaders turn to a local detective, Augustus Lander, played by Christian Bale, to solve the murder. Stymied by the cadet's code of silence, Lander enlists the help of one of their own to pursue the case. An eccentric cadet with a disdain for the rigors of military and a penchant for poetry. A young man named Edgar Allan Poe. Played by Harry Melling. The film stars Christian Bale, Harry Melling, Gillian Anderson, Lucy Benton, Charlotte Gainsbourg, Toby Jones, Harry Luthi, Simon McBurney, Hadley Robinson, Timothy Spall, Joy Brooks, Brennan Cook, Gideon Glick, Fred Hickinger, Matt Helm, Jack Irving, Stephen Mayer, Charlie Tahan, and Robert Duvall. Oh, cool. Pale Blue Eye arrives in select theaters December 23rd. And on Netflix on January the 6th. And there is a trailer for it, too.
I agree with Buzz Hader. Far too many people think that Limp Bizkit made that song.
Yeah, if there's one person who thinks it, it's far too many.
I don't think they made it. I just like.
It's also the amount of people that think that fucking Johnny Cash did hurt.
He didn't.
Loved his version.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that's why. Well, like Nine Inch Nails literally said, "His is the version you should listen to."
Yeah.
That's how.
Or Kermit the Frogs.
Or.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
With the video, Jesus.
Wow, we are just on par tonight, guys. Like just agreeing left and right.
Oh, don't worry, that'll go down the shitter before the end of the show. You two can't agree for that long. It's like Roachy and I going through a Daisy stream without arguing. It doesn't happen.
Where's that fucking song?
You're not putting it on.
I just want to get the name of the band right because it was doing my head in.
I was right.
It was Thunderhead that did a cover of it as well. So, yeah, that's the end of my news article, by the way. That's why I mentioned
it. Yeah, trailer.
Oh, sorry.
Down, down, down came the hot, thrashing flurry. Darkest.
I won't lie to you, I would be quite happy to watch Christian Bale just read a load about Grant and Poe. He seems like he'd be able to bring a bit of nice amount of gravitas to it.
You know what? I definitely am tired.
That deathly pale blue eye.
I'm going to just watch people walk around in the snow.
Is that the fucking end of it?
A lot of snow, a lot of walking in a...
It's a murder mystery. Like it's a murder mystery in a military base in the early 1800s. Clearly during winter, so, you know.
Is winter coming?
I'm pretty sure winter's there.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, it definitely looked like winter had already been found, dude.
So, moving from one famous actor who's notoriously a pain in the ass on set to another...
Was that a good segue? What's he going to next?
Another famous actor who is currently, or not currently, is also renowned for being an amazing pain in the ass on set. And that...
Are you talking about Chevy Chase?
I'm talking about Chevy. Why do you keep bringing up the fucking Discord link, you fuck?
Also echoing. Just in case you didn't.
I'm pretty sure I fixed it.
Okay, I was making sure. Okay. No one else said anything. So
okay. I said it 10 minutes ago.
Well, yeah, but he's got to unfix it.
I have to unfix it. Every time there's a trailer, it has to get unfixed and refixed.
Okay. Hey, your stupid article should have a trailer.
There we go. On to actors who were notoriously pains in the ass on set. Chevy Chase. And the one and only Dan Aykroyd, because he's awesome.
He has an adult beverage,
right?
From what we learned at the beginning of the program,
Crystal Skull vodka.
Freaking awesome!
Oh, good.
It comes in a Crystal Skull.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It's based on the aliens.
Oh yeah,
the real life aliens, not the fucking
Indiana Jones.
The Indiana Jones. Well, technically, they're based on the Crystal Skulls of real life notoriety as well. So technically, it's based on.
Oh.
You know what? I'm not going to hold a cool vodka bottle against Dan Aykroyd. I will hold a cool vodka bottle against George Lucas and Steven Spielberg. You can go fuck yourself.
Yep.
You raped Indiana Jones live on camera.
And I can't see the fifth one doing any better.
We all witnessed it. Especially, didn't Harrison Ford get hurt making the fifth one?
Now, he got
He's an old man. Leave him alone.
He got hurt in that last Star Wars. Like, he fell off the ramp or, like...
He was in it. No. He was in it. Grievous wound.
Okay. Anywho. Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, they're doing an Earl Stein thing.
I'm going to need him to explain that joke because he looks like we should have got it.
Right.
The very fact that he was in it should have been enough to, like, damage his career beyond all repair. But luckily, he managed to recover from that terrible, almost fatal injury.
Dude, it's Harrison. He ain't gonna get a fucking hit that's bad. I mean,
are you talking about him just been in the movie as a fatal?
Oh yeah,
right. Okay.
Oh yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah. All right. Like, he could probably like punt a small child and still not hurt his career.
Giz jokes, not to be confused with dad jokes. They won't be, because dad jokes are understandable. If they're just not funny. Giz jokes you have funny, to go. Just... I'm going to need you to give me the background story as to how that joke works, please.
Then he says, and they're like, yeah, I'm not laughing. Anywho, you know who makes you laugh? Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase.
Not Chevy Chase so much.
Yeah, well.
Made me laugh a lot.
He's supposed to make you laugh.
I tell a lie. Look, the guy's funny. He's just an asshole to work with, supposedly. Like, when he was not being a jackass on Community, he was very funny.
God, dude, he's not made me laugh in a while, though.
Community.
I loved Community. Like, I got onto it late, and I truly dug it. I just didn't think he was all that funny, though.
I got the Grievous part of it as well. I knew that he'd made a Star Wars joke.
Yeah, I got the Star Wars part. I just didn't know it was Grievous.
I was aware of what, you know, universe the joke was being batted into. I just didn't know where it landed.
Right. Such a big universe. Just didn't know.
So many storylines.
Yeah. Well, you know what has a storyline? This movie, maybe. We'll find out.
Presumably, because I saw R.L. Stine at the start of the title.
Yeah, I would say he writes the Goosebump books, and sometimes those are just words. Nothing happens.
I wouldn't say nothing happens. Is it, right. Do you think nothing happens? Because it's just
that's
a
right.
big...
He's not Stephen King who writes, like, fucking eight chapters of someone taking a shit.
That's not Stephen King. Though. That's fucking J.R. Tolkien. No,
that's eight chapters describing a blade of grass.
Or King's poop.
Not far behind him, dude. Like,
nah, not so much the poop. Unless it's Lord of the Rings.
Is there any more authors we can shit on before I go on to the rest of the story?
I mean, if you give us time, I'm sure, but...
Okay. Arnold Stine's Zombietown is getting a screen adaptation. And some bonus exciting news, both Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd are both attached to star. Stine took to social media to share the news and a poster of Zombietown. Spit everywhere during that whole... You'd probably just hear it.
There were several strange decisions that happened during that opening paragraph there, to be honest.
Aykroyd and Chase have worked together several times in many films and even shared the stage of SNL way back when. This pair up could be really great if done right.
That's code word for if they can get along.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out like where they've shared screen time at, but it was, what was that, like Big Trouble or what the fuck was that called?
Wasn't Aykroyd and Fletch
played a
as
bunch
well?
Of different characters.
Wasn't Aykroyd a character in Fletch?
Yeah. Oh man. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen Fletch.
And there's all the Saturday Night Live stuff.
Yeah. Way back when.
Him, John Belushi, Aykroyd, and who was the other one? There was four of them that always used to be kind of running around together. I can't remember. Bill Murray, there you go.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know what the synopsis of this R.L. Stine film featuring two aging
comedy
legends?
Two old men arrive in a town that turns out to be overrun with zombies and they need to figure out how to deal with it somehow while saving a bunch of presumably miscellaneous kids that are after getting into a load of mischief somehow.
You read more than what this given, so I think it's all a big N.O. It says when 12-year-old Mike and his friend Karen, we got a Karen, go to see a horror movie called Zombietown, the last thing they expect is for the title characters to come down off the screen and chase them through the theater. And it's not popcorn these hungry creatures want to chomp on. It's human brains.
Ooh. Kind of got the chills there for a second.
Starring Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase. That would have been better.
It's going to be someone's going to get roundhouse kicked. Yeah,
cannot be a good idea.
It won't be a zombie
movie.
Problem in that town.
Not for long. Scott Atkins.
Boyko already know you dead. Boyko will make you double dead.
Not Tom Atkins. Scott Atkins.
Scott, whoever fucking roundhouse kicks are all that matters.
I would say Tom Atkins. He'd be sleeping with everybody to fix the problem.
Oh yeah, Tom Atkins is super stash.
Yeah, from Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween 3. He's the guy from every movie. Some woman that he tries to save, right. He ends up banging.
Excuse me, everything for dollars banging him. Like you just.
Do you remember
just
Halloween 3? Was just like your one's like 20 years younger than him. They're just talking, and the next thing is just sitting down smoking cigarettes. Yep. It's the same with Jamie Lee Curtis in The Fog.
Yep.
The best part of
Jamie Lee Curtis in The Fog at the start. She's hitchhiking. He picks her up. They're having a normal chat. He lights a cigarette for her. Scene cuts. Inexplicably, by the way, in the middle of a conversation, scene cuts, the two are just lying in bed together.
Yep. The best part of Halloween 3 is it only takes him after the third time of screwing the lady. Does he go, wait a second, how old are you? He's like, I'm older than you think. I'm like, that dude still doesn't really...
doesn't help the situation here. I mean, I know this is 1983, but I mean, or 1882, I'm sorry. But gonna need some context there. But yeah, no, that has to do with this R.L. Stein thing.
Context, I mean, identification.
Yeah. Need to see your digits, not your phone number.
The weird thing was he knew her because he was friends with her dad or something, was it?
No, because the dad came into the the dad was taken in the hospital because he ran to that like guy who ran the gas station. Yeah. He was like, "You're gonna kill us!" And then like he was admitted to the hospital that Dr. Sexy Pants worked at, and he was like, "Hey, I'm gonna do doctor things to you because you're not well." And then he died. So he really did not know the man, but
I thought they were.
He died on his watch. No, literally met him, and then 5 minutes later he died.
I bet you he just saw a picture of his.
She came in. I bet you he just saw a
picture of his hot daughter in his wallet, and he was like, "I'm going to solve this case."
Right? He's like, "I got to go figure out what happened to my dad." Well, you know what? You shouldn't go alone.
Yeah.
No problem. I'll help you. Let me.
I'm going to ditch my wife and kids and hook up with you.
Yeah, right. He's chilling at the bar and. The people at the hospital said you'd be here. Great sign. Your doctor's always at the bar. You can find him at Cheers, where everybody knows his name.
Yeah, and he's pant-sized, because he's probably fucked everyone in the bar.
Doctor restraining order.
The only doctor able to operate from 1,000 feet away.
That's why he's able to actually go off on his fucking... mystery to find out who killed her dad, because he couldn't actually work at the doctor's office because half the patients and staff have legislation on him. But anywho, Earl Stein, Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd.
Chase and Aykroyd did Spies Like Us together.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Go watch Halloween 3. That's the main part of this.
Why?
You'll get a highlight. You'll get a highlight of all of his acting right there.
Oh my god, that's such a great like. He's like, "Hey, maybe we should get another room." She's like, "Where do you want to sleep, Dr. Sexy
so,
Pants?"
So, seeing as Buzz is presumably getting angry because it looks like Giz is going to shit on Halloween 3, I think.
Whoa, hang on.
Use a nice little transition here because Giz may possibly be dead by daylight.
Nice, I like it.
Thank you. Thanks. They've made a comic book now.
Oh, that's me.
No,
Doctor Restraining Order. Yeah.
So, first, Behavior Interactive expanded into dating sims with Hooked on You, a Dead by Daylight dating sim. What the shit? And now they're looking to take Dead by.
Sorry, now there's a Dead by Daylight dating sim.
Apparently.
What the fuck?
It's called Hooked on You.
What? What is this world coming to?
Right, I don't know. Holy shit.
Anyway, although I'm not going to lie, they're probably, maybe I should check it out. Anyway, now they're looking to take Dead by Daylight to comic books.
It's been 7 months, Johnny. It's been out. I don't need a dating site, period.
Anyway. They're looking to take Dead by Daylight into comic books next year with the help of Titan Comics. Scheduled for release in March 2023 and written by Harvey Award winner Nadia Shamas, who wrote Squire and Where Black Stars Rise, with art by Dylan Snook of Bluefall, the Dead by Daylight comic book will introduce readers to fan-favorite killers The Legion, comprised of a close-knit group of four troubled teenagers, including high school dropout Frank, small-town girl Julie, practical joker Joey, and the shy, naive Susie. The story will explore the Legion's relationship as they navigate the darkness within themselves and the world around them. Comic books hold a special place in my heart, as with many people on this team, says Matthew Cote. Oh, I hope I got that right. Head of Partnership for Behavior Interactive. With an awesome time for Dead by Daylight appearing in this format for the first time, the Legion is quite an interesting set of characters. They are great to dig into since they embody the virtual universe themes of teen angst. What the smeg am I missing?
No, I'm sorry. I'm on that Hooked on You thing.
Oh, okay.
I was reading part of it. It just caught me off guard.
Okay. They're great to dig into since they embody the very universal themes of teen angst, rage, and revenge. Seeing our stories and characters coming to life on this page is a wonderful feeling, and we hope our fans will appreciate it as much as we do. Meanwhile, Dead by Daylight's annual Halloween event is still on until November 3rd. So, yeah, if you're interested in the Dead by Daylight comic, it is due to come out from Titan Comics in March next year. And obviously there is no trailer or anything for that because it's a comic book theme, so yeah.
Yeah, that'd no, I'm sorry. I was reading the Welcome to Murder Island. Your companions, four dead sexy killers who are underneath their murderous exteriors just want a little romance. Flirt your way into their hearts, uncovering dark twists along the way. Will you find true love, forge friendships, or get hacked to death? Only you can decide.
Is one of them named Tom Atkins?
It just fucked me up when I was reading it, so I'm sorry.
Hmm. They went a lot of places.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. They really did just, like, put a, like, love spin on Dead by Daylight. This is so fucking weird. And it's on Steam, so.
Does it surprise you, though?
Yeah, a little bit, actually.
I don't think anything surprises
hey,
me anymore.
Hey, come on, though. Serial killers need love, too.
You know, that's true. That's true.
Or at the very least, you know. Guiding in the right direction, maybe? I don't know.
That's a possibility, too. This is gone. The Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase star.
Fatal Frame. I don't even have a transition now. I'm so fucking downtrodden and heartbroken after everything that's just happened.
From one video game to another.
Fatal Frame. Mask of the Lunar Eclipse releases March 9th for consoles and PC, and we have a trailer.
Ah, yay, trailer time.
Trailer time.
Echo time.
Yeah. Trailer time. Trailer time. Yeah, let's have a look here. Okay, we need to open you up. Actually, can I just read you off this? No, I cannot. Okay. After the announcement back in September that Fatal Frame Mask of the Lunar Eclipse would finally be heading outside of Japan next year, developer Koei Tecmo has now announced a March release date. Along with the date, Koei Tecmo has released another trailer for the game, as well as the pre-order details for the upcoming title. Mask of the Lunar Eclipse will release for the Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series XS and Windows PC via Steam on March 9th, 2023. Alongside the standard version of the game, Koei Tecmo, how many times are they going to put that in there? Also announced that the Digital Deluxe Edition for consoles, which includes the Rogetsu Isle Dinner Party costume set and a digital art book and the game's soundtrack. In addition, those who purchase the game by March 22nd, 2023 will get the Dead or Alive inspired Marie Rose outfit for Ruka. For those that pre-order the game, you'll receive several costumes, including... Oh god, I hate when it's costumeless.
Well, these are costumes.
Including the Ruka limited edition costume fox mask white and red, the Mizaki limited edition costume fox mask black and red, the Chorisho limited edition costume fox mask black and blue, the Ruka Mizaki and the Chorisho limited edition costume spirit stone flashlight hat. And if you have saved data from last year's Fatal Frame Maiden of Black Water on your console, you'll get the camera obscura hat. I know what I'll don't have a clue what any of these things are.
Yeah, I
legitimately thought we were getting lifelike, like actual costumes.
Meanwhile, the new trailer provides a brief synopsis of the game's story, where Ruka Minazuki and Mizaki Yaso and Madako Tsukamori, return to Rugetsu Island to discover the truth about their past.
Yay!
Can we take a look at the trailer?
Yep.
Yeah.
One moment.
The edge of my seat for this trailer.
Oh, okay. How long is this trailer?
Well, not too long.
2 minutes. That's fine.
Acceptable trailer. Acceptable trailer length.
が死んだ。私は確かめたい。
I should probably be reading out what's going on the screen for the Spotify listeners, actually, come to think about it. Pieces of memories come back with that melody. What does this memory mean? Down here. Deep, deep down. Oh dear. So deep. Deep. I've got to find it. My precious. My precious. There must be something here. I didn't even want to come here. I didn't want to remember anything. This case isn't over yet. The Kagura was extremely important to the people here. What happened? Are you going to blossom too? Bangin' tune.
Is that what she said? Bangin' tune?
I hope
that'd
so.
Be awesome.
Hiba, I'll be waiting for you there. So, wait, oh, what, we saw what happened to our friends. Have you forgotten? The eclipse? It's starting. You should all blossom. There's a lot of deep and a lot of blossoming going on.
I've noticed. Yep.
There you go. And that's why I don't do voiceovers for Netflix.
Oh, I want to listen to that on Spotify later.
I think it nearly sounded dirtier, the fact that it was a big, deep voice. It's going deep, deep down. It's fucking deep, like.
Kristen,
deep.
I am permanently confused.
Yep. Oh, that's going to be a good Spotify.
It's going to be a good Spotify listen. It's a me, it's Spotify.
Also, people listen on Spotify. Come join the YouTubes where you can see what we're
laughing at.
Yeah. Describing.
It's even funnier in the moment.
So, Thor's brother Henry Cavill is the original Witcher.
Yeah.
He's Superman now, and the only way you can replace someone like Superman is by finding some sort of god or the god's younger brother, because the god is presumably pre-booked.
Yep.
Yeah. So Liam Hemsworth is going to be the new Witcher.
You go to the Hemsworth family, you're like, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" He's like, I've got like so much Marvel shit."
I was looking to hire the big Hemsworth. He's booked for how long? 2029 maybe.
I think Liam's looking for work.
Yeah, of course Liam's looking for work.
All right, cool. Let's do this.
We'll do Liam. He's pretty big, I suppose.
Ish. I mean, he's at least He's been in films? I don't know. So, unfortunately, for all those who are caught up with The Witcher, season 3 is set to premiere summer of 2023.
Put your coins back in your bags, lads, and stop tossing them.
Yeah. But massive news for the series feature arrived this weekend. Good news is that The Witcher will return for a fourth season, but there will be brand new faces behind the lead character. Somebody say the name for me. Geralt
of Rivia.
Geralt. Okay.
Toss a coin to your Witcher.
So Henry Cavill took to Instagram this week to announce that he will be departing the role, with actor Liam Hemsworth taking over officially in season 4. Yep. Cavill says, "My journey as a character has been filled with both monsters and adventures. And alas, I will be laying down my medallion and my swords for season 4. In my stead, the fantastic..." fantastic Mr. Liam Hemsworth will take up the mantle for the White Wolf. As with
Mr.
The
Liam of... Hemsworth. Sorry, which right. Sorry, what Hemsworth did you say? Said Hemsworth.
I'm still not getting
a third.
Sorry, you have a cough or something. What is it?
Right, Liam, like it's Liam, Hemsworth, Liam, but which one? Liam. I'm sorry, I thought I heard Liam. Not happy. All right.
Hey, he was in the Hunger Games.
Yes, he was. Dude, right there. He was in
Whoopity
the fucking
fucking do.
Was he in anything I've actually seen?
So he's done some franchising. Awesome.
He starred with Nicolas Cage.
What?
Not in Hunger Games. Nicolas Cage is not.
Dude, you fucked me up for a second.
In a movie that they were both in, that's not the Hunger Games. To preface this, that I'm sorry,
he's totally fucked me up on that one. See, Hunger Games. Oh, he did Empire State with The Rock, Independence Day,
Knowing. He did Knowing with Nicolas Cage.
That's a terrible movie.
Oh, he was in Expendables too. That's right. That's a terrible movie. Guy. I forgot because
the only good thing about Expendables 2 was the fucking Chuck Norris joke from the Chuck Norris.
He was in the Elephant Princess, guys.
I don't even know what
the Elephant Princess.
The duel with Woody Harrelson.
Buzz.
Elephant Princess.
Shut up.
It was a series about
God.
Elephant Princess.
Oh, dude, he was in this is gonna fuck me up. Dundee, the son of the legend, returns home.
Crocodile Dundee? That guy?
Well, I mean, it was
he was
that
in
guy.
Independence Day sequel. The one with not Will Smith.
I know, and I forgot where he was in that one. Like, I'm not trying to be a dick. He's just kind of forgettable, dude. Oh, yeah.
He was in that movie. He played Jake Morrison. Almost said John Morrison. That's not the same guy.
Johnny Drip Drip.
Johnny Drip Drip.
Good old Johnny Drip Drip.
All right, so...
Season 5, Liam departs the role to become Loki in the MCU. Miley Cyrus, whose wife is 126 decades, takes over Geralt.
Not his wife anymore.
Wait, what? Confused of all those words that were just said. Anywho, Carter, tell us about the shit.
As with the greatest of literary characters, I pass the torch with
reverence.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For the most time spent embodying the character, to see Liam's take on this most fascinating and nuanced of men. Liam, good sir, this character has such a wonderful depth to him. Enjoy diving in and seeing what you can find.
The problem is that you are aware that there's so much depth to him because you've played all the games and read all the books and you're a big, massive fan. Liam Hemsworth.
Right.
Call me crazy.
I feel like he's like reading a lot this weekend to try to prepare for some shit that he's never heard of before.
Play the game. Fuck.
I'm just like,
it's the game's made the books famous, to be honest. It's one of those rare occasions.
I see, Bubba. And a lot of people are like, oh, you know, what was it? I was on Twitter, and a lot of people were like, oh, you know, the whole reason I started watching it was because of Cavill. And people are like, oh, well, if you just start watching something, if you just start watching something for one person, you're missing out. And I'm like, dude, I knew of the Witcher games, but I've not actually played them. I dig him, so I started watching the show.
You've never played a Witcher game?
No. And the sad thing is I've got like three of them on my Steam account. I've just never gotten around to
them. Play all of them, you fucking fuckhead. Sorry, that came out. Didn't mean that to come out like
so
that.
Aggressive.
That just flew right out of my mouth.
So aggressive. Wow. All right.
Look, character, it's okay. I haven't played them all. I haven't played them either. All I know is that there's loads of stories and apparently there's a bunch of porn scenes and a few other fights and stuff.
You know, but...
Of course, that's what...
But the reason why I have them is because my brother bought them.
Fight scenes and porn.
Stop, dude. Carter started a Twitch account and play them. But, you know, my brother's like,
why are you laughing at that? That's a great idea.
You got to check out these games. They're awesome. And I was like, okay.
He's like, I noticed.
Cool. I just don't have the charisma and personality that you do for Twitch. I'm all like, I'm playing a game.
I pretend to be an 80-year-old woman. What do you want to be?
Charisma and personality.
Twitch.
But no, so like, I jumped on and I've truly enjoyed the show, and I worry about if season 4 is going to be the last run after we do a character change.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Especially a character that big.
Yeah,
you know
the
I mean?
Main character.
Right.
This is the snail of the franchise.
This is the one.
Exactly, Hater. Like, I don't know if 4 will have, like, like, I hate to see, you know, because that's going to, like, I feel bad for Liam when he's like, hey, I just took over for season 4 and they've already canceled this. Well, that hurt. All right, cool. You know, like, it's not necessarily his fault, but a lot of people joined in because...
It's okay, he can go do another Hunger Games.
He's too old.
Can he, though? Like, I feel like at that point, he's just, like, training the kids at that point. If he survives... What, Papa? Stop.
Not if Nick Cage is involved.
Oh, there we go. That's what the Hunger Games needed. Nick Cage.
Well, that's the thing, is I didn't think there was a specific... Was there a specific age? Because I remember there was old people in the Hunger Games.
Well, yeah, but we watched, like, the kids go off to, like, do the shit.
Yeah, but there was kids. There was also old people. Did you watch the Hunger Games, Carter?
No!
The first one? Because I didn't know what it was. I was like, Hunger Games.
It's about the Royale with cheese.
Right.
Guys, I don't know what this charisma you're talking about is. I just go out and talk shit.
You talk shit with you finesse. Can do it. I just don't have that. I just like, well, it sucks. Fuck it.
I died. I wouldn't say finesse is a...
No, great.
Finesse is definitely not a word. I sang a song to people about taking a shit literally only 4 days ago live on camera. So,
now, granted, if things ever get boring with you, Roachy seems to keep things lightened up on the game, but, you know.
His argument to this, yeah. Roachy's not so much talky anymore. Very shooty.
Dude, stop. That hurt. Go.
When are we going to see this god-awful season 4 card?
What was it?
Oh, I think you already answered
yes,
that.
Yes, I did. It was summer of 2023.
I wasn't listening. Okay. I'm listening now.
Thank you.
I heard it.
Thank you. We weren't listening before when I gave info, but, you know.
Summer of 2023.
I have selective hearing.
The summer the Witcher died. The summer the Witcher died. Thor's going to be pissed. He's brought their shite. The summer the Witcher died.
Dude, you got a job and you lost it after one season.
You're never getting in Marvel now, Liam. You're never getting in Marvel now.
I mean, Senator Cavill's got to shave.
Fuck. Why can no one say his name right?
Cavill.
Dude, I'm bad with names. That's my excuse.
Cavill.
But, I mean, like, it sucks that he's leaving, but it's also kind of cool because of where he's going. So it's like...
Hopefully.
It's that whole, like, you can't have your cake and eat it too, I guess.
I want to see him and The Rock try and beat the shit out of each other.
Fuck right.
That would be a fun fight. They are two very large men.
And, I mean, Giz, come on. Like, a fucking... Oh, fuck. Shazam, Superman, Black Adam, fucking... That three would be awesome.
Have you seen the Shazam film?
Yeah. I'm seeing character-wise. Because I've also not seen Black Adam, so I don't know how that one turned out.
I'm hoping Black Adam will be good, because Shazam was a shit show.
Yeah. DC has the tendency to shit down their legs when... Have
it all depends. It depends. Like, if they're... DC is supposed to be dark and gritty. That's the way the original stuff is. And there is, like, opportunities for humor. But when they try to do bright and happy, like Marvel is often written, it doesn't work.
Anyway, do you know what else is dark and gritty? The new Crystal Lake Friday the 13th prequel series is coming out by Brian Fuller on Peacock.
Prequel?
Peacock. And A24.
I shut that comic conversation down.
Like, hey, I was rounding. I was trying to round it off real quick. Anyway,
anywho, yesterday we got for Halloween we got a treat and not a trick, or maybe it's a trick. We don't know. There's been an announcement that after 13 years since the release of the last Friday the 13th movie, 13 years since the remake, guys. Yeah,
that was 2009.
I saw that in theaters.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
That was I got married. Long time ago.
When a Winchester was in a movie. And his sister got chopped up in a barn.
Oof. Oh yeah, because it has that
guy. Like Paul and Sam.
Yes, that guy. Yeah, so it's been 13 years since the last Friday the 13th film was in theaters. With the franchise trapped in a messy legal battle ever since, finally, the wait is almost over.
Over.
Variety publications. has made a hugely surprising announcement today. Well, this was yesterday, but it was, anywho, that Peacock has ordered up Crystal Lake, a Friday the 13th prequel season series from Brian Fuller, the guy who did Hannibal, the television program.
Which was okay for two seasons. And then...
I didn't see any of it, so I will...
It was okay for two seasons, and then...
People raved about that movie, or that show, but it only went like three seasons, right?
Yeah, that's because it was okay for two seasons, and then...
Oh.
It's because it...
Like, you went...
It's probably because they put it Lee Hemsworth in it.
At no. Season three.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm just assuming that seems where all series go to die with Lee Hemsworth.
Is that true?
I don't know, maybe. Ask the Hunger Games.
They had multiple movies. That were all very successful,
yeah.
Even though they were all shit.
They also, yeah. Okay. The craziest part of this news, there's even more craziness, that A24 will serve as the studio behind the series. You know, the one movie that gave us the weird Lamb movie and other, you know, dead Daniel Radcliffe's.
That movie was good, though.
And other, it was good. I'm just saying it was
weird. Yeah, no, they are hit and miss, but when they are good, they're fucking good.
It was weirdly good. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like they're on this side of the field or that side of the field. There's no in
right.
between.
It is definitely
Swiss Army Man was good, and I liked Men. It had some cool ideas in there. It was like at one stage, then it just decided that we're like, we're not going to explore these cool ideas anymore. We're just going to be as weird as fuck.
Yeah, they also did Axe and Pearl, so that's good. That was another good couple movies.
I haven't seen Pearl
the
yet.
One with,
I haven't watched Pearl yet, but X was
good. I'm talking to Carter. He's very confused by X.
Oh,
that's
X.
To be fair.
The part of
it. At first, I thought he did as well, but
like,
when he said
X
Pearl, I
realized
what he said.
X gonna give it to you.
Sorry, it's my accent. I apologize. Peacock has given the project a straight-to-series order, with Crystal Lake being described as an expanded prequel to the original Friday the 13th franchise. Variety details that the show will be written by Brian Fuller, who is also the showrunner and executive producer. Victor Miller, who penned the original film in the franchise, will also executive produce, along with Mark Toborth and Rob Barsamian and A24. Bunch of people. Friday the 13th is one of the most iconic franchises in movie history, according to whoever said that.
It's true, though.
Yeah, it is. And we are dying to revisit this story with our upcoming drama series, Crystal Lake, said Susan Rovner, chairman of entertainment content for NBC Universal Television.
You said that so bitchily, said Susan Rover.
Sorry. I mean, that's what she said. And streaming. We can't wait to get to work with Brian Fuller, a gifted visionary creator who I've had the pleasure of being a long-time friend.
Lifetime, love you, long-time, lifetime friend.
To Boku.
I should probably put this closer to my face so I can read the words right.
Words.
Along with our incredible partners at A24 in this updated version for Peacock that will thrill long-standard fans of the franchise. There's other words. Variety also has added to the report that Rob Barisman of Horror Inc. is on board the Peacock series, which means it has access to all elements of all the films, which means, ooh, I hit my microphone.
I know.
Which means, sorry for you people with listening to Spotify. That
and
means
the
they
people
can
live on
access
YouTube,
everything.
Because they also use their ears. Just to let you know.
No. Yeah, so that means they can use all elements of the franchise, which means Jason.
Now he can't. He's
originally
can't read. He's just lost the ability to do English. just
so excited the words aren't coming
it's
to
like
my brain
bit
in my mouth.
From, Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
And today on the news.
The whole lawsuit thing with the whole Friday 13th was Victor Miller had the access to the original film and the story, and then like Sean S. Cunningham had like Jason. So now that Horror Inc. supposedly owns the rights to Jason now, so that's why with them involved, Jason could be a thing instead of just being about the original movie. So yeah, things are gonna happen finally from Bacock, A24, Victor Miller, the president of NBC Universal and streaming. She's gonna have something to do with it because they're lifelong time friends. And yeah, Jason. Hopefully no Jason. I am very excited because
you said the word Jason so many times there.
I know. I can only take so many Jason stories. I want to go backwards. You need to know what happened before, because didn't really a lot of people have done it through comic books, books, fan fiction, non film related things, so we can finally get to find out true prequel stories.
I wonder, will they have
truly his... though prequel? Oh, my kid drowned and I went crazy. Like, so it's like,
Carter, what? Did I shit over your Witcher story? Don't shit on my Friday the 13th story. I'm happy for once.
I can't wait for this prequel. It's gonna be fucking sick. I'm just gonna like eyeballs in my fucking, yeah, totally.
I wonder, will they have Jason's mother being like some pagan worshipping person or something?
He's gonna have a Necronomicon.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon's gonna be there.
I think he's been abducted.
By aliens?
Actually, yes.
What?
Is that on
Drax and Mantis?
Okay, Google. Google didn't want to listen to me, so I gave up.
Right, Lisa. Yeah, no, a prequel series could be interesting. It just depends on what story they're looking to tell and how far back they're planning on starting. Because if it's a Friday the 13th prequel series, the notoriety that's there, everyone's going to be kind of going, okay, where's the hockey mask wearing murder machine? Or something that equates to him. So, also, yeah, will she have the Necronomicon?
Anyway, as it's customary, because we're at the end of the show, that's the end of the news business. As is customary at the end of the show, Buzz has found me some of the loneliest people on the world of the webs, although some of them are definitely getting swiped right, so maybe they're not that lonely anymore. I don't know. But first up, we have Tess. She's 34. She's 14 kilometers away. If your surname is Tickle, I might have to marry you.
I'm swiping right.
Swiping right. Okay. Everyone just say it in the chat. Fuck. Yeah, I can't. I literally...
Yeah.
I also don't seem to have the option for a poll anymore. What the fuck?
It's okay.
You can do a Q&A as well. So, ask questions, ooh, answer questions live.
I'll suggest JC, Evil Dead's... No,
about it. Who's this? This is Tess.
Interesting. Keeping track. Buzz and Carter have had one argument live on YouTube.
Oh, you're not putting an argument counter into this fucking channel, I'll tell you that straight out. No. Not a hope.
Go back to the old archive original versus remake days. We had arguments probably all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You did. Because I had to sit there silently and produce them in the background.
Those are always the funniest to go watch back, because then the times when me and Carter just stop talking because you're talking in our ear. And we just look like tears with our eyes and headlights, and we're just like, oh, what? You know
both how of your facts are wrong that you're arguing about, by the way, just to let you know, fuck it.
Yep. Behind the scenes of original versus remake, even though it happened on camera. So there's really
Yeah, you could actually tell when I was producer fucking them out of it, because it'd be like all of a sudden the whole stream would just go quiet, and it was just like...
I was just staring at each other and be like, oh shit. for the audience to know what's going on, because they can't.
67% of the crew are going right on test. Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We have Amelia. Amelia's 26 and she's 3,942 miles away. Good. Brunch eater extraordinaire. Chess enthusiast. Okay, these are two good things. World's okayest sit-down comedian. Okay.
I kind of like that too.
Let's do sushi and catch a show at the IO.
Okay, sushi, chess, kind of humorous. I'm on board.
Ex-boyfriends give Amelia a 5-star rating. Oh, that's good. Alexi says, is awesome. I'm not really sure why we broke up. I guess she might be more attractive if she spoke more Russian. Scott says, I'm married. Leave me alone. Griff says, I'm not writing a Tinder review for you. Are you serious? Yeah.
Ringing endorsements.
Amelia's, I'm sorry. She's
getting her right off the 100%. Yeah, that's
oh, yeah.
Amelia's getting it right.
I can play some chess. Chess sounds good.
Yeah, chess, yes. Some of the other stuff, no.
I do chess and some of the other stuff.
Sitting down? I like sitting down.
Oh, so well, lady, it was Lexi's fantastic review.
Right.
Ready.
Definitely getting a swipe right for me.
All right. We'll let people vote away there and I'll read the next one. That will be the system. Ashley, 20. 5 miles away. If you're interested after we message for a bit, do not ask for my number or my enemies will be alerted. Instead, head to your nearest bus stop. There will be a man reading a newspaper and wearing a grey hat. Ask him for a glass of milk. If he responds with yes, it is a cloudy day. He is my associate and will pass an envelope containing the date and time of our meeting. If he is not there or does not respond with that, run.
I mean,
okay, now number one, that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
I'm not gonna lie. Number two, I feel like I'm just kind of leaning into my own kidnapping. That's, I'm just putting that out there.
That could be a, that is a kidnapping level of Machiavellian mastery that I can only applaud and unfortunately go along with, and like you said, possibly inevitably to my own kidnapping. Right, but anyway, right. I'm in.
See, the more of these like, dating site things that come up is, the less likely you seem to me to make it out of a horror movie.
I'm not going to lie.
It's funny
all
thing.
All the years
but
of you and me bragging about how we know how to do this and do that and we can avoid horror movies. And I'm like, this is going to get me straight up fucking murdered.
This is going to get
me straight up fucking murdered. I'm going to fucking lock the fucking serial killer bitch in a fucking box and it'll be all okay, and then I'm going to come back to my fucking hotel room and Giz is sitting there trying to chatter up in the fucking bed.
What, dude? She plays chess and she was talking Russian. It was kind of cool. Like,
it's okay to walk into a trap if you know it's there.
Doesn't mean you still can get out of it.
Sure, I can always gnaw somebody else's leg off.
You know what? I'm just going to avoid it. If I feel like it's a trap, I'm just going to avoid the trap. I'm just going to go that way with it. And if I miss out on true love,
the minute he gives her the fucking sexy eye, if I see a female serial killer in our scenario, I'm just walking the opposite direction and going to be like, you can fucking have him. That's it. I'm not even going to attempt to try. And normally I'd be like, no man behind, no man down. But in this particular scenario, I'm just going to have to just cut my losses.
Disco Stu gonna walk the other way. Yeah.
Well, because of that good friendship, hey Giz, I'm leaving. Going there. All right, bro.
I will knock her out if you need me to. I'm giving you that one good get out of jail free card now.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Okie dokie. I'm not getting murdered. I'll catch you later.
Where's Giz? He said, I'll be back later. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Name redacted from name redacted from a distance of redacted. I'm cultured in that I like imported beers and traveling. If you can't laugh at yourself, I probably will. It's tough being a single mom, or so I'm told. I wouldn't know. I don't have kids.
Hang on. Did we do a vote for the last chick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I vote?
We already know you voted right. It's okay.
We're 50-50 on Amelia. Or Ashley, sorry.
Ashley. I think I'm going to vote right on, I think that's glaucoma.
Can't see what it says. Coma. Yeah, that's what it looks like when you try to read names when you have glaucoma.
Redacted.
I didn't even do that. I didn't even do that. So that was pre-redacted. But I thought it was funny, so I did it anyway.
Going left.
Right on redacted.
Some of them are funny and some of them are just plain worrying.
Yeah.
Mandy. Wake up, Mandy. Smell the coffee. She's 24. Like, she's a stand-up comedian by day and pirate by night. Salt.
Oh!
That's a swipe right instantaneously for me.
Yeah.
That's the stuff.
There's two things that I love in life is pirates and stand-up comedy.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You don't see
you a don't, lot of and you mind. Very rarely see a cross-section of those two lives come yeah. together. And that's a winner right there. Disclaimer, I don't have legs, but don't worry, I'm taking it in stride. Just roll with it, okay? My life was a train wreck. Literally hit by a train. Here's some awesome benefits from it. I'll never run away from you. Front row parking. Technically, I can still doggy paddle, and I even have sexy land roving bionic legs. I have similar functionalities to a vacuum. Easily portable. I come on wheels, and it's not uncomfortable for my feet to be above my head.
Well, Carter's sold.
Face 10, body 8 out of 10, legs 5 out of 2.
No, 0.5.
0.5 out of 2. Sorry, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, Tristan, I'm here for bionic legs and everything else. I am sold top to bottom.
Right. We're 50-50 on redacted as well. Mandy's a winner, I think.
Yeah.
Get that poll going. I can't vote quick enough on that shit.
What poll are you referring to?
Last one. The last one. The one that can't use a poll. Thank you.
Well, I'm sure you could if you tried.
Ooh, upper body. Never mind. Yep.
What?
Sorry. That was my outside voice. Sorry. Yep.
I learned so much.
All right, we got Bailey. Bailey's 23. This is my roommate, Bailey. This is my roommate, Bailey. She doesn't know I made her a Tinder, so if you win a date with her, please don't mention it. She's super cool and all, but she's been hogging the Netflix lately, and I really need to get her out of the house so I can catch up on my shows. Pros: likes to cook, good dancer, Vikings fan, college graduate, and has an adult job, exercises on the reg, enjoys the beach, dog lover. Cons: can't reach the top shelf.
Huh.
I like the short, but just way too, like, going for walks and shit? No.
Too active for Carter.
Seriously, dude.
Mandy got an 83. I'm happy. Or 0.5.
You know what? Place. At the very least, help somebody out and let them catch up on their TV viewing. Yeah, so I think I'd go right with Bailey.
Are you just going out for a night?
Dude, I mean, it's not my job to free up your TV. I'm good.
No, but it's a civic service.
Just saw the good words start. Adult job and is hoping it implies something.
Shit.
No, okay, because that's not
don't
true.
Try and fucking no sneak it past me, bud. I know exactly the way your brain works.
I was passed out. Like a rocket into my brain.
Sorry for the nonsensical laughing there, Spotify viewers. I might have broken the chat panel.
Oh, I think my eyeballs.
I could do stuff for more than one reason.
You didn't disagree with me, though.
Yeah, why do you think I said shit when you fucking said it out loud?
Good Lord Almighty.
In my head, I was like, how long is it going to take one of them to figure out the adult job joke?
Also, the guy who made the profile, just make a second account. You can just share your password. You're in the same house.
No, you have to pay for that now.
Not if they're in the same house. Yeah. It's only if you share with people outside your house.
Did I double skip there?
Which makes sense, because it's like, well, if you live in the same house,
it's under the same profile. So.
Yeah, I just,
and the last one, we won't bother voting on it because Giz is going to vote yes anyway instantaneously. Heather 20, about Heather, my nickname is Gillette because I'm the best a man can get. Also, I will cut you.
Well,
well. All right, that's it from.
Guess I feel like you should not be that open about I'm gonna cut you, so I have to like
only only when and where I specify. Yeah.
See, there's Giz, right? No,
I hear wedding bells for Giz.
I get it.
Ding dong, merrily on high.
I don't know. That's way too like that's broad. You guys are
stabbing each other down the aisle.
Like that's just broad. Is it gonna be like I'll cut you in the fun way, or I'll cut you because you took the last cup of coffee?
And you know what?
Is there not a fun way? What's the not fun way?
They're cutting me over the last cup of coffee. That's not fun, bro. It's coffee.
It all depends on how you react to the situation.
I'm saying I'm not happy if you cut me over the last cup of coffee.
And turn you into the joke.
If you manage to get cut because of the last cup of coffee, whose fault is that?
Why do you have scissors out for coffee?
Why do you not?
I don't cut coffee with
scissors. No, you cut the people that tried to steal your coffee with the scissors. I don't drink coffee, and even I know this.
He's talking shit.
See, right there.
No running with scissors or getting coffee, I guess.
See? Tristan knows what I'm talking about.
I know what I'm talking about, too. Don't touch my coffee. But you're going to cut me? Because I'm touching my
coffee. But you use a knife on ice cream. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Before that conversation, I never would have said yes, but you guys have changed my mind.
You run a knife under a hot water tap for a couple of seconds, you shake off all the excess water, it's nice and warm, slice right through it.
I found out you can do that with cake also.
See, learn something new every day involving sharp objects.
I always learn new stuff about you guys every episode.
Let's be fair. You learn new things about kids. What have you learned about me?
That's true.
That he goes to Twitch to get away from
I stay a comical enigma most of the time.
Yeah, we did hear that. He uses Twitch as his refuge from us. I did learn that pre-show. But yeah,
I'm sure you learned that during the show.
It's not a refuge from ye, but like it's like my
but
the Twitch channel is like my little digital man cave. It's where I go and I just
right. Not from ye, but kind of from ye. But
it's the equivalent of just getting in your car with a pillow and be like
right.
I get it now.
Twitch is like, oh god, they're in the chat. I'll talk to him in a second.
And it's nights like these that make
the
me
chatter
understand.
Are the people that drive me mental on the show most of the time, guys. I don't know if you know.
It has been clearly identified that it's the three of us.
It's the pack of cats that I'm trying to fucking herd on a regular basis.
Meow.
I'm surprised he has noticed earlier.
Oh, the fucking meow. It's been
good 2.5 years almost now, or more with him. I would have ended it a lot sooner. If I had to deal with that.
Oh my god. You're so professional.
If Buzz was producing, we'd have been gone after fucking 4 weeks.
Probably arrested.
Have to be arrested.
Yeah. bad days. I can't even manage my own life, let alone have to work with three other people.
Man, my ribs hurt.
Good lord. That's why I'm talents.
Anyway, speaking of Twitch, I'll be over there tomorrow night. I don't know. I was going to go, we'll be doing another Mr. and Mrs. Deadly movie night, and I was like, oh no, wait, I may not be able to do that. I'll definitely be doing Daisy, because that normally happens on a Wednesday, as well as the Mr. and Mrs. Deadly movie night, and I'll see how I'm feeling tomorrow, depending on will there be a Mr. and Mrs. Deadly movie night.
Dude, I completely
Tristan
forgot.
Can't deal with it.
I can't deal with you. I apologize.
Yet you keep coming back.
Most people can't deal with me. That's... I'm undealable.
Just wait until you have to try to record something and he yells at you through the phone.
They don't get that. They do their job.
Oh, that's true.
The two mods in the chat are very good at doing their job. The mods in the chat, believe it or not, right. I actually don't have to tell them to do anything. I show up and they've done stuff. I merely get informed after adding this, this, and this.
That's good, because you have to extra tell us what to do, so it kind of balances itself.
I will admit, dude, the mods on your channel, they do kick ass. Both of them, fucking go to town.
I just show up and there's 50 new things added to the channel, and I'm just like, I don't even know what's there anymore. People are doing things on screen, and I'm like, I don't even know how that happened.
That's about it. Oh.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. They do it all. I got to a certain level where I was modding, and then when they started doing stuff, I just stopped. I can just game now.
Dude, and I give props because they watch not just your channel, they do like Roachies and shit. Like, that's a lot of work.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, thank you.
It's scripted. Yeah, and that's one of the benefits. Did you just rip your mic arm?
I don't know. I think. Oh, okay. I was like, 1 minute it wasn't there, minute it was.
Random things I have off to the side that.
I got a cat that I don't want to wake up off to the side, so.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hater, we write the show.
Yeah. He wrote everything. They kind, in a weird way, the chat kind of do. There's a lot of weird shit that I do that's because they're like, you should do this. And I'm like, all right. All right. Peggy's got no conscience. I'll fucking down for it. Let's go. I'm just trying to remember what trailer. No. What's this one? Okay. We'll do. I don't know what that one is. You want some potato? I don't know what that one is. We'll go with that trailer. Anyway, here's a bit of Daisy action, and I'll catch you over on Twitch tomorrow night, guys. See you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Literally, two rolls of duct tape and a staple.
You got more than one pants?
No, but there's two legs. So it's pantses.
Or pants. Oh, no, they're pantaloons.
Oh, my God, you're a black and purple gun. Yes, keeping you. Mine. Sexy. Sexy gun. You're a sexy gun. Yes.
We need that as a soundbite. Someone clip that, please.